Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Commitment to Courage, the show that inspires you to choose a life of victory. Call in at 347-637-2274. Now here is your host, the woman you've been hearing about, Pauline Victoria.
Welcome to Commitment to Courage. This is your host, Pauline Victoria, and we are in for a treat. We have an amazing show ahead of us with a very courageous woman, Darla Phillips. But before I get to her, I wanted to update all of you on what's been going on with Pauline Victoria. A lot has been happening in the last couple weeks. Some of you may have already heard, but for those of you who haven't, I actually have submitted my video for Oprah's new and upcoming network that's supposed to open on January 1st, 2011. And what that means is that I've submitted a video and the producers are looking at it and it requires people to vote. Well, I'm asking that anybody who's interested and inspired to come to PaulineVictoria.com to vote. I would be very honored and very grateful. excuse me. I would love to be able to get as many votes as possible up until July 3rd at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is when it's done. So please come to PaulineVictoria.com. If you sign up, you will then be redirected to a page where you can see my video and vote. When you're being redirected, have a little patience. It does take a few seconds. It will get to that page, but watch the video and vote multiple times a day. And if you can, please share with your friends. We are definitely out to make a big difference, but I know I cannot do it alone. So you are all very important and every vote matters. The other thing that's been happening because of this, I have been doing radio interviews like crazy. Last week I was on Voice America with Stephen Jacob. That interview will be able to be viewed and listened to on his website at voiceamerica.com. And I will go ahead and also post that on Facebook. And I was also interviewed by Anthony Hosking, who owns Motivational Radio in New Zealand. And that was an amazing interview in itself. And that also will be aired on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at motivationalradio.com. I also was interviewed by Darlene Willman on Accomplish Radio, which is right here on Blog Talk Radio, and it was an amazing story because I happened to friend her and happened to be her 1,000th friend, and I actually won that interview and a full-page ad in her June issue of Accomplish Magazine, which is an online magazine. I would highly recommend that you all get that magazine, subscribe to it online. It's completely green and full and jam-packed of lots of inspiring information. I've also will be featured, for those of you on the Big Island of Hawaii, I will be in Big Island Weekly on Wednesday, June 23rd. And for those of you who are not in Hawaii, you can actually see my featured article on BigIslandWeekly.com. Again, that's BigIslandWeekly.com. There's so many exciting things that are happening. Please stay tuned. Every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern, I will announce to you what I'm up to on Commitment to Courage. Now we're going to shift gears here to my amazing guest, Darla Phillips. She actually inspired my affirmation for today. I'm going to start doing affirmations every Monday. I think they're very important to remind us who we are and what we're all about. And the affirmation I have today is, the strength and courage needed to live your dreams already exists within you. The strength and courage needed to live your dreams already exists within you. Again, the affirmation was inspired by my guest, Darla Phillips. She's an extremely successful businesswoman yielding $5 million in sales from an invention she created back in 1997. She now has two successful inventions and is currently running a full-time business helping inventors get their products to market, along with creating an interactive website that will change the way inventors invent. But her success in business is only a reflection of all the work and success she has experienced internally. By looking at Darla's portfolio, you would never guess the strength it took to realize her dream in her business and as a woman of unspeakable courage. Today, I'm honored to be here with Darla Phillips to uncover the courageous woman behind the successful business. Darla, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Pauline.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific, and first of all, I want to congratulate you on all the amazing things that are going on in your life. It's so exciting.
Thank you. I'm excited too, and you know, one of the perks of doing all of this is I get to meet amazing people like yourself and be able to interview them and give, you have a special message that you also have for the world, and that's one of the perks I get is being in a position to be able to interview people like you so your message can also be heard. So thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
I read a little bit about your success as a businesswoman, but I also know your story behind the scenes, behind that success. And I didn't want to go ahead and read all that to the audience because I think it's important for our audience to hear it from you and for you to talk a little bit about your journey that got you to where you are today. Would you mind just telling us a little bit about that journey and all the story behind that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes, as you said, I'm successful today, but that's not where my story started. When I talk to people about where I came from, my background is full of tragedies, but I also tell them it's not even about the tragedies, it's how I turn those tragedies into triumphs in my life and, you know, through the power of knowing that, like you said, the power is already within us. And, you know, there's a lot of people that really don't understand that, but where my background started is I grew up in a difficult home with my parents. They basically raised me the way that they were raised. And with an iron fist, and so there was a lot of hitting and yelling and severe punishment going on in the household. And as I grew up, I ended up being in dysfunctional relationships, a lot of control, a lot of abuse, and I ended up marrying someone who was extremely abusive and went through a very difficult time. We were married for about 4 years, and he severely beat me multiple times. But this one time in particular, he beat me for hours, and he left me for dead. And I ended up in the intensive care unit in the hospital for several weeks fighting for my life. And the police had actually had an attempted murder charge against him because the beating was so severe. And so as I'm trying to recover in the hospital, I'm also dealing with a lot of emotional and, you know, not only physical pain, but emotional pain, trying to understand what was happening in my life and what I did to deserve this. And then there was a lot of guilt and a lot of remorse and a lot of shame and regret, thinking it's all my fault. And so just going through so much in through the emotional levels. But when I left the hospital, I actually had to live in a shelter with my daughter, who was 6 years old at the time. And we just didn't know where my husband was at the time. He had fled the scene. And so we lived in a shelter. It was a very difficult time for us. We just really didn't know, you know, what our future looked like. But before he could actually get arrested, he decided to commit suicide. And so that was just another phase of my emotional despair. And so I went through so much through that period of time in my life where after he committed suicide, you know, I just didn't know what to do. And a lot of things happened after that, and I'll just kind of speed it forward a little bit. I went into drinking and drugs, and, you know, I just kind of went off the deep end, and I was really hiding it mostly. I bounced around from city to city just trying to deal with all the pain and emotion. I really didn't have anybody to turn to. I didn't know who to talk to. You know, I was feeling so guilty. I just didn't really know how to be transparent. I didn't know how to ask for help at all. And so a few years later, I ended up losing custody of my daughter. And that really put my life in a very bad arena. And then several years later, I just again bounced from city to city and job to job and really just trying to find my place in life. I even got so dark in the despair in my mind and my emotional being that I attempted suicide a couple different times just to try to find a way out. And so this went on for about 20 years. So it wasn't just a few years of dealing with a lot of trauma and tragedies in my life. It was a very, very, very long time. And when I turned 40, I was diagnosed with a serious heart condition. And that was a real eye opener for me. And the doctors told me that I would have to have open heart surgery if I was going to live a normal life. And so they scheduled the surgery, and about 2 weeks before I was supposed to go in, I came down with a mysterious illness. And I started coughing, and I couldn't stop coughing, and I lost a lot of weight in a short period of time. And the doctor said I was too weak to go under anesthesia, so they postponed the surgery. They told me to go home and complete bed rest. And through this period of time was when the miracles in my life started happening. And I started self-reflecting, and I started forgiving myself, and I started thinking about the things that had happened in my life, and that's when my life really started changing and shifting into a positive direction.
What do you think helped you gain that sense of clarity in that moment? I mean, because it sounds like it's almost like the coin was flipped completely and you just started choosing a different path. Can you pinpoint something that happened or what caused you to start thinking differently in that moment?
Yes, definitely. It was, you know, it was knowing that, you know, hearing it from a doctor saying to me that you cannot live without having this surgery. And, I, you know, for me, I think right then it was like, realized, wow, you know, I think I can really get help here. Because at that point, I don't think I was afraid to say that there are serious things going on in my life. Yes, there was a physical ailment in my life, but when I went home and I was laying in bed, it was laying there day in and day out, not being busy doing other things like going to work and really pushing those feelings down inside of me and not dealing with all of the turmoil and tragedies I had dealt with in my life, because that was the big situation for me, as I never took time to deal with it. I never, you know, gave myself options. I basically just pushed it down inside and said, just deal with it, get over it. You know, this is just the way life is. And I moved on. So, Pauline, I think laying in the bed and knowing that all I could do was lay there and think, that's when things really started coming, you know, out of my heart and in my mind, and saying, wow, you know, these are choices that I made. You know, it's not my parents' fault. You know, they raised me the way they were raised. Could they have done better? Yes, but they just raised me the way that they knew how. And that was a completely different generation back then. And so I realized I was blaming them. I was blaming, you know, people in my life. I was blaming my daughter. I was blaming my ex-husband. I was blaming my family. And I think that the pivotal point for me was lying there and just realizing that, wow, these are my choices that I made in my life. And if I don't do something about them, then yes, the doctors can perform this surgery, but when I'm better physically, I'm still going to be the same person that I am emotionally. And it was a process, and it did take time for me to go through this thinking process, but it was really about loving myself and forgiving myself and realizing that I did make a lot of bad choices. I did make a lot of bad mistakes. But as I went through this thinking process, I also realized that beating myself up about it was only making me feel worse. And so I realized that I have to figure out a way to release this and let this go so that I can move past it and move into a better life for myself that I needed to create for myself.
Wow. I'm just sitting here in awe of what you're saying. There are a lot of women out there who are probably, and men, I mean, dealing with just surviving in life like you were, and they're, a mysterious illness doesn't overcome them at this point. What would you advise them to do or to, you know, differently that they could stop and really maybe look at their life in a different way like you did in that instance?
Yeah, you know, I think that the biggest thing that I would say to the listeners is that you have to stop what you're doing in your life and reflect and take time and get into a place. First of all, there's steps. And what I would like to do, maybe not right now, but maybe in a few minutes, is to go through what I call the release technique, where this is actually a technique that you can use that will help you to release these thoughts and immediately instead of dwelling on them. But so I would like to teach everyone that before we're done with the call. But I think that for, you know, people out there that are struggling, and Pauline, we know there's so many people that are struggling, men and women, young and old, you know, teenagers, and a lot of it is struggling with self. And we just don't give ourselves any credit. You know, it's like we make a mistake, and especially women, we really are very good at doing this. We make a mistake, and we beat ourselves up over and over and over again. And yes, does a lot of it have to do with, you know, maybe the way that we're, you know, wired? And what I mean by that is the way we were raised, and this is the way we were taught. And but you know what? As we get older and we grow up and we get out into the real world, you know, we have to know that, wow, you know what? These are choices that we have to make for ourselves. And I think that each person that's really going through any kind of hardships or hopelessness or helplessness or depression, which severe depression is something that I battled with my whole life to the point that I got in that deep, dark hole and actually attempted suicide. So if you're listening and you feel that way, and maybe you haven't attempted it like I did, but maybe you're feeling that and you're thinking about it, because I think many people have got to that point, you have to say to yourself, okay, now wait a minute here. You know, I have choices and I have options. And, you know, I'm going to choose to be good to myself. I'm going to choose to let go of the mistakes that I made, because I'm only human. Because, you know, everybody makes mistakes. So what good is it going to do for me to sit here and beat myself up and dwell on something that I cannot change? Because what has already happened, it's over, it's done with. So let's concentrate on what's happening today, right now, in the present. Let's just be in the present and let's say, okay, what do I need to change about who I am? You know, do I need to let go of, am I insecure? Am I living in fear? Am I doubting myself? And if you are thinking all of those things, you really have to let go of that, and you have to bring loving thoughts into your mind and into your being. And this is what I did. I started, and it's so simple, but it's a choice, okay? It's a choice. So I chose to say, I love myself. I forgive myself. I made mistakes. I'm going to let that go. It doesn't make me feel any better to think about it, but let's learn from our mistakes. And let's say, okay, what we're going to do is when we have to make a choice today or tomorrow, we're going to think about it first, and we're going to make a better choice towards what we're maybe having to say something to somebody, or how we're going to treat our children, or how we're treating our parents or our friends. Because I think those are the things that really create so much guilt and despair in our lives, is because we say something and we get angry, and then we really don't mean it, you know, and we try to make up for that. And how do we do that? We beat ourselves up. So just stop for a minute and self-reflect and think of those negative things, and then say, okay, that's it. I'm letting those things go. You're going to capture those thoughts and let those things go. And now you're going to bring loving thoughts into your mind, into your being. And this is the one thing that I really want everyone to know. First of all, when you believe this, your life will change forever. You have to look yourself in the mirror, and you have to say to yourself, it's not about the other person. This is about who I'm looking at in the mirror. And when you can say that and understand what that means, then you stop blaming people. And then you can let your past go, because when you blame people, which is what I did most of my life, and that was the victim mentality. The victim mentality is blaming other people, because you know what it is? It's not because we're a bad person. It's just because we're afraid. We don't know how to let go. We don't know how to really look in that mirror and define ourselves, because we don't like what we see. And so when you look in the mirror, say, it's not about the other person. This is about me. This is about who I'm looking at. And I love myself. I'm a good person. I can do this. I can be happy. I can be successful. I can really choose to either feel this way about myself, or I can choose to feel like I'm worthless. So it's all about choosing the way that you think about who you are and the person that you dream that you can become to be.
That's really good. And I think it's important to note for people that are listening that it's a choice you have to make on a moment-to-moment basis. You don't just do it once. You didn't do it in that one instance and you were all better. It was something you had to continuously work on and find ways of bringing about that self-love. And I would love, did you just go through the technique or is there?
No, I would love to go through that. Okay. And you're right. It is a process, Pauline. And that's what, you know, people do have to understand. It didn't take me, you know, one day to unwind everything that I wound up in 20 years. It was 20 years of becoming the victim and dealing with the tragedies and all the things. And yes, some of the things I didn't ask for, like my husband committing suicide, but, you know, but after that I could have, you know, stepped up and said, okay, I want to be a better person now. I want to get out of this. I want to ask for help. And I think the thing about women, and probably men too, is we just don't know how to ask for help. You know, we really start to, and that's why I have a heart and a passion to mentor women, because I want women to be transparent. I don't want them to be afraid, you know, to talk about their secrets that are inside of them and the things that are really destroying them, because they can't really feel like they can talk to somebody or, you know, release those things from their life. So yeah, let's go ahead and do the release technique, because it's
okay,
such a powerful exercise.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and do that technique. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we are going to do it. What do you call it? What kind of technique? A release technique?
I call it the release technique, yes.
Awesome. Okay, so stay tuned. We're going to be back with Darla Phillips on Commitment to Courage, and we're going to learn about the release technique, which I know is going to be extremely powerful.
Does this show resonate with you? Do you have a message you'd like to share on this show? Would you like to be featured on this radio show as a sponsor? If so, contact Pauline directly through her website at www.paulinevictoria.com. And now, back to the show, Commitment to Courage with Pauline Victoria.
Thank you. We're back with at Commitment to Courage with Darla Phillips. For those of you listening and want to call in, you're more than welcome to call in at 347-637-2274. Again, that call-in number is 347-637-2274. And before we took our break, Darla Phillips mentioned the release technique that helped her go from being depressed and the victim mentality to becoming a victor, and that we would love for you to share that with us now, Darla.
Okay. Okay, now first of all, I just want to tell everyone that this is a very powerful exercise, so don't take it lightly. It may seem simple, and as you're doing it, it may even seem silly at times, but don't underestimate the power of letting go. And that's what this is about, the power of letting go. Okay, now you need to get in a quiet place, and you either can be sitting or lying down. So if you're just sitting right now, that's fine, whichever is more comfortable for you. And as you're going through this technique, hopefully as we end this call today and you're going to practice this ongoing for the rest of your lives, then again, you can do it at night when you are lying down, going to sleep. It's amazingly powerful in the evening when you're closing your eyes, going to sleep. Okay, now you're going to think of something that is really bothering you. So close your eyes and think of something that is really bothering you right now. Maybe it's a regret you have, or maybe you need to forgive someone or forgive yourself for something, or you need to stop blaming someone, your parents or your ex-husband or maybe even your kids, for your life being stressed out or the way that your life has turned out. Take that one thought, okay, just one thought, not all of them, just capture one thought in your mind. Okay, now what you're going to do, you're going to concentrate on that thought. Now you're going to say out loud, "This is only a feeling. It's just a thought. It's only a feeling. It's neither good or bad. It's just a phenomenon. It's only a feeling." Now you're going to move that thought and that feeling down into your stomach. Slowly, slowly move that thought down into your stomach. Now you're going to create an imaginary door in your stomach. Now you're going to open that door, slowly, slowly open that door in your stomach. Now you're going to release that thought out of that door, and that feeling is going to go slowly, slowly, letting it go, letting it go. Now, you're going to do this for every negative thought that you have, one by one. You're going to capture each thought, and then you're going to move it slowly down into your stomach, telling yourself it's only a feeling, just a phenomenon, it's just a feeling. Now you're going to move that slowly into your stomach through that imaginary door. Now let it go slowly, slowly, letting that feeling go, letting that thought go. You're going to do this for every negative thought that you have, one by one, letting each thought go. And now after you do this over and over, you will be amazed how you feel. You are going to feel refreshed, powerful, and you're no longer going to be a victim to your own thoughts. You are now going to be in control. And now remember, as I mentioned earlier, that this is a process, so you're going to have to practice it. Practice, practice. And every time you have that negative thought or feeling, I'm going to go through it one more time, capture that thought immediately, and I mean immediately, and this is the secret to the release technique. Do not dwell on that negative thought. Don't even think about it. As soon as that negative thought comes into your mind, capture it immediately. As soon as it enters your mind, and tell yourself it's just a feeling, it's not even real, it's not good or bad, it's just a feeling, and move it slowly through your stomach, through that imaginary door, and let it go. And if you practice this technique every time you have those negative thoughts, you will be free of pain, regret, blame, shame, anger, and feelings that drag your mind into a place that you will forever be free of. It is very, very powerful, Pauline, and I am a walking testimony of that.
Thank you so much. And what is so cool about this radio show is that it is recorded, and it can be made into a podcast, so people can actually take this recording and re-listen to it to help them through this technique anytime they choose. So thank you for doing that here for our listeners and for me. I think it's a technique all of us could use, even for those that may not have gone through what you've gone through. You know, there are a lot of times when we, you know, in traffic and people will cut us off and we'll have those negative feelings. And it's a good technique to be able to practice at that moment. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That is so true. And I just had a thought that came to me that I actually shared this with a girlfriend of mine the other day. She's going through some things in her life, and she's really wanting to, you know, meet someone, and she's alone, and she's divorced and has a 9-year-old daughter, and she just really has a desire in her heart to, you know, have a man in her life. And she went to a wedding, and I was teaching her this technique a few weeks ago, and she went to a wedding on Friday evening, and she was telling me that she was standing there and she was starting to feel a little bit resentful towards this girl who was a friend of hers that was getting married. And it's a normal feeling, you know, because she was feeling, wow, why isn't that me standing up there? And, you know, it's like, I wish that was me and in love, and why don't I have a man in my life? And she said as soon as she thought that negative feeling, she captured it into her mind and she released it, and she said it was gone. And she walked away having joy and happiness for her friend. And when she was sharing that with me, I said, wow, you know what? That is so powerful. So you are right. That is anything, like you said, sitting in traffic or anything that pops into your head that's causing you stress or causing you any kind of negativity or, you know, uncomfortable feeling, you know, whatever you're doing, absolutely it works on any type of situation.
Exactly, because I think it's those little things that eat at us and we don't realize it because they're not as dramatic as the experiences that you experienced when you were going through your hard times.
Yeah, those little things add up, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they add up over time, and we're really good about that. We let them add up and add up and add up, and we don't allow ourselves to become transparent and talk about them. Number one, because sometimes we think it's no big deal, but then after so much of that over a period of time, then we realize, wow, this has turned into shame or anger or regret or, you know, something inside of us, because we're just letting those negative thoughts fester and add up, you know, over a period of time. So, yeah, you know, it really can add up if you don't, like, capture it right then and there and release it. And just, again, once you do that too, these are the other things that's so powerful, is remember to, you know, replace negative thoughts too with positive, powerful thoughts. So as you release that, then say, okay, you know, now I am going to find my husband. You know, I am going to meet the man of my dreams because I am powerful, because I am in control, because I am loving and I do love myself. And those thoughts are also really important to, you know, empower yourself by telling yourself and talking yourself, you know, and speaking to yourself in that love language that we need, that we just don't do enough for ourselves.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. You know what? We actually have a caller. Would you be willing to take a question?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. One moment. Let me unmute them. Okay. I have area code 407 on the line. Hello?
That's me.
Hi. What's your name?
Well, I'm president of Pauline's fan club.
Uh-huh.
Here in Orlando.
Oh, is this Brian?
Who else would it be?
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Oh, Pauline.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you. I was just thinking about you this morning.
Well, I am so blessed to know you, and you bring a smile to my heart every time I think about you, and so you are a blessing. I know you're a blessing to lots of other people, but you're definitely a blessing to me here in Orlando. I love what you're talking about here because my story is that I grew up here in Orlando in a very normal family, but there was never any mention of God or anything like that. And so I kind of grew up without a sort of a moral compass. And I did a lot of stuff that I'm not really happy about as a teenager and whatnot. And then I really committed my life to Christ when I was 31. In the Atlanta airport, I kind of jokingly say that I met the Lord in the airport, and I haven't landed since. And but what happened with me was sometimes I would be having these negative thoughts about my past and things like that, and I realized that God made it so we could only think one thought at a time. I love your story about the wedding and everything because sometimes our mind goes off in a tangent that's not very it's not good. It's not healthy for us, and it can not, if we say things we shouldn't say or do, then it can be not so healthy for other people as well. So my little trick, if you call it a trick, or technique is a better word probably, is that when I'm at a red light or driving in the car or at a time when my mind is not really focused, I sing a song. And it's a song that a lot of us know, and it goes kind of like this. It says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And I, as you can tell, I can't sing. I'm not a very good singer. But that song, especially when I first became a Christian, you know, 32 years ago, I'll be 64 coming up here in October. In fact, I went home and told my wife, I said, I've been born again, whatever that means. She said, take two aspirin, go to bed, and you'll be better in the morning. So a month later, she committed her life to Christ, and we've been married 34 years. But we've been walking with the Lord for 32 years, which has been the glue that's really made our marriage awesome and our five kids and whatnot. Been pretty exciting for me and my wife. But the deal is, when I first became a believer, and even to this day, if I have a random thought that comes into my mind, and it's a negative thought, then I sing that song. And it's such an amazing gift that God has given us that we can't think two thoughts simultaneously. I mean, you can think one thought, and a second later you can have another, but you can't have two thoughts in your mind exactly at the same time. So that's what I wanted to share with you today is I love what you had to say about that wedding situation. And I think sometimes we all have negative thoughts, especially people who are maybe more successful than we are financially or just whatever. But then if we take those thoughts, imaginations captive, as it says in the Word, then we can have the joy of the Lord no matter what our circumstances are.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate your input. And it's a good idea. I think it's important to note that because Darla says, you know, to not only just take that negative thought and release it, but then to replace it. And so I think you're definitely confirming that for us. And I want to thank you so much, Brian, for calling in. I really appreciate it. It's the first time I heard your voice on my show, so thank you.
Well, I just got your email about 5 minutes ago because it was delayed getting to me. So as soon as I got it, I clicked on. I said, oh, I hope she's still on. And so anyway, thank you for inviting me and allowing me to share.
Thank you, Brian, for having the courage to come on and share. I really appreciate that. So
take
many
care.
Of us, we have thoughts and we want to share, but we don't have the courage to raise our hand and stand up and say something. So thank you. Okay. So sorry
awesome.
About that, Brian. You got muted out. But we will touch base, Brian, later on. Definitely. I'd love to chat with you again. So, Darla, do you have any comments to what Brian mentioned?
Yeah, I love what he said. I'm a godly woman myself, and, you know, the power of, you know, understanding the power that we have inside of ourselves because we are of God. And I think it's just amazing. And I love what he said where, you know, you can sing a song, you can replace that negative thought with something positive, like you said. And that's what he's, you know, affirming here is that just make sure that you stop thinking those negative thoughts, capture them immediately and replace them with some positive thought. And again, release that thought. So if releasing that thought, if you can do it through the release technique, because I know it's phenomenal and it works great, or if you are at a place where as soon as you think a negative thought and you can sing that song, absolutely, you know, because, you know, there's power in that. There's power in God and there's power in the Word and there's power in, you know, the, you know, just speaking those positive affirmations into our life. So, yeah, I'm so glad he called in and shared that with us. It's really cool.
Yes, thank you. I am going to take a break, but before we take a break, I wanted to ask you, and you could think about it during the break, what other techniques or what other things can people do to get out of survival victim mode into fully living and conscious choice? So if you could think about that while we go to break, and we'll be back with Darla Phillips.
Does this show resonate with you? Do you have a message you'd like to share on this show? Would you like to be featured on this radio show as a sponsor? If so, contact Pauline directly through her website at www.paulinevictoria.com. And now, back to the show, Commitment to Courage with Pauline Victoria.
All right, we're back here on Commitment to Courage with our guest, Darla Phillips. Who, just to recap for you, those who are just tuning in, has an amazing story of tragedy to triumph. And I would highly encourage you, if you haven't listened to the whole show, to go back and listen to her story. You will be inspired, and in your being inspired, you will know that you have the courage to go from survival victim to conscious choice, being of self-love. And I wanted to give that call-in number again for those of you that wanted to contribute to the conversation or ask a question. You can call in at 347-637-2274. Again, that's 347-637-2274. Before we went to break, I asked Darla if she could share with us other techniques or things that helped change her mindset and her heart set to make a conscious choice about her life to go from victim to victor. So, Darla, would you be able to share with us a little bit more in depth of how you made that choice and understood that you had that choice?
Sure. I think the first thing, you know, and everybody's in different circumstances in their life. And for me, it was lying in a bed, you know, with the doctors telling me that without this open heart surgery that I was not going to live a normal life. And for me, it was a lot of self-reflection. It was, you know, if I could put it in these words, my life was flashing before me because, you know, I did not know if I was going to survive the surgery. I did not know what the outcome was going to be. There was a lot of risk involved. I was very young. I was only 40 years old. And so for me, it was lying there and really just self-reflecting on the last 20 years of my life. And really even before that, you know, as a child growing up with my parents and just learning and saying to myself and really talking out loud a lot and praying a lot and meditating a lot and saying, okay, wow, you know, it's really not my parents' fault. You know, they did the best they could. I mean, did my parents wake up every day saying, I can't wait to beat my kid today? Of course not, you know. And when you look at it in a different way, I think for me is when I started looking at everything instead of just with me and saying, how do I feel? And, you know, I'm a victim and all these things have happened to me. I started saying, well, wait a minute, what about my parents? and I do want to share something with you that's really amazing, is that my mother and I have an amazing relationship today. And my father passed in 2001. And I remember praying after my dad died and saying, okay, I still have some really bad feelings towards my mom here because I just don't know why she did some of the things she did as I was growing up. And but I just didn't feel like I could really confront her because I had tried to do that one time and it wasn't a good situation. I said the wrong things and her feelings were hurt and it ended up hurting both of us even more. So I remember praying and meditating and saying, okay, God, how do I deal with this situation? And I said, well, you know that I'm not going to say anything. So she's just going to have to, you're going to have to put something on her heart for her to say something about this. Well, not even a week later, we were sitting at my kitchen table and my mother said out of the blue, and this is not like her to even bring up anything from the past because she had a hard time talking about really anything. And she said, honey, is there something that I need to ask your forgiveness for? And I was blown away. I just looked at her and I said, why would you say that? And she said, I just feel like I made a lot of mistakes raising you, and I really think I need to ask your forgiveness for a lot of things I did. And right then and there, I said, well, there is just one thing, Mom. I just wondered why you never stood up for me when Dad hit me, and, you know, why you hit me sometimes. And she looked at me, and she said, I was afraid. And when she said that, it was amazing because I had no clue. I had no clue my mother was ever afraid. And I had no clue that she was living in fear just like I was. And so right then and there, I had this amazing compassion for her, and that forgiveness just flooded my heart. So what I'm saying is that sometimes we need to take our eyes off of ourselves and we need to look at the other people that were in our lives and say, well, wait a minute, you know, why did this person do this and why did this person do that? And that's where that forgiveness really comes in for you, to really focus in and say, you know, they didn't wake up that morning wanting to hurt me. Those people loved me. They were my family. They were my friends. That was my husband. And they did, or, you know, my husband was sick and he had, you know, serious illness and, you know, he was angry and he didn't know how to deal with it. So I think it's really important for people to realize that we have to forgive. And whatever the circumstance is in your life, if it's tragedy where my life was, you know, if you're dealing with some kind of illness and you don't know how you're going to get better and you're scared to death about it, or if it's just you're angry with someone, if maybe you don't have a good relationship with your parents, or maybe you don't have a good relationship with your ex-husband or your children or whatever it could possibly be, I would suggest that you go into meditation and prayer and you say, okay, I'm going to think about their circumstances. Let's take my eyes off of me right now and let me think about their situation and their circumstances and let me have compassion for that person and let me release that. Let me let that go and I'm going to forgive that person. And that's going to release so much off of you. A tremendous burden is going to release off of you. And then you say, now I'm going to forgive myself because I am a powerful person. I am in control of my life, and it is about me making better choices for my life. And that's really, really what it all boils down to, is we have the power and authority to make our own choices and our own decisions. So if you're in a bad situation, if you're in an abusive situation, I would say to reach out and get some help. Could call a hotline, an abuse hotline, if you're in fear of your life. Call someone and ask for help. You know, don't be afraid to be transparent. Don't be afraid to share what you're going through, because if you don't, then you're going to end up like I was for 20 years. You're in your own jail cell in your own mind. So just release those fears. And be confident that there are people that want to help you and believe that you know that you're a powerful person and you're a loving person and that you can release this and your life can be amazing.
Wow, thank you so, so much. I'm trying to hold back the tears as I'm listening to you talk right now. And I'm just very grateful that you're on my show to be able to talk about this so lovingly and in a way that is full of compassion to help other people. I know you professionally, you're about inventions and helping people realize their inventions come to life in that sense. But I know that you mentioned to me that you're also about getting this message out there and you're looking to partner up with other people and maybe do seminars. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because you never know who's listening, and they might be the right person for you to partner up with.
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Pauline. Yes, what I'm looking to do is I definitely want to share my story, and I know there's a lot of people out there, especially women, that I've talked to over the years that are really struggling with these emotional issues. The number one thing that I run into with women is abuse, and very few women talk about it. Very few of their friends or family know about it. So I would love if there's anyone listening that if you would like me to share my story with maybe if there's some shelters in your area or abuse centers, or if I can help in any way to share my story and just encourage women that there is help and there is hope for them and it's not hopeless anymore for them and there are people that love them. And then I also would love to book some speaking engagements. And again, it could be for empowering women seminars. I'm also a businesswoman, as you mentioned, Pauline. So I could, you know, do seminars on the empowerment of women and how to turn your tragedies into triumphs and then turn those triumphs into creating a successful business for yourself. And really that for me is to just saying, what is my dream? What do I really want to do here? And how am I going to create that and make that happen? And so that would be great. I would love to do some speaking engagements and just share my story with whoever out there, you know, would really like to be empowered by what I've been through in my life. And then also, I've actually been asked to a couple people that are writing books have included my story in their books. And I believe those are both coming out next year. And so that's really exciting for me. So if you're writing a book or you'd like me to share my story in your book, then I'm more than happy to do that as well.
Thank you so much. We actually have another caller that would like to contribute to the conversation.
Sure.
408 area code.
And so that's really exciting for me.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yes, this question is for Dana, or I'm really seeking an advice.
Okay, for Darla.
Hi. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Dana.
Hi,
I'm in a situation right now that there's a person that I really want to forgive, and I'm saying, I forgive you, but yet I cannot, you know, I still feel bad about her, you know. Every time I think about her, I just like just make me mad, you know. So how do you? I want to forgive, but I want you know I don't know how to do that without really feeling bad anymore.
Okay, well that's thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us and. What is your name?
My name is Maria Di Gregorio.
Hi, Maria.
From California.
Hi, Maria. Okay.
Hi.
First of all, I just want to explain what forgiveness really is, okay? And when you forgive someone, it's not about forgiving what they're doing, okay? It's forgiving yourself in the way that if you say, look, I'm going to forgive this person because they've hurt me. But, you know, if you don't forgive them, then you're robbing from your own self. And what I mean by that is that you're giving your power over to that person. So, and we all make mistakes, and I don't know what happened in the situation. It doesn't really even matter right now with the circumstances that are involved. It could be, you know, something that just really devastated you, and you're hurting from it, obviously. But just remember this. Forgiving someone is about so that your life can be released of that anger. It's not about them. It's about you. And I think that's what we really forget about forgiveness. You know, we think, wow, I've forgiven this person and I'm not feeling any better about it. And it's because we really have to say, now, wait a minute. This is about me and I'm feeling angry, and that is robbing you of your power. It's robbing you of your joy and your happiness. And so you have to say, okay, I'm not going to give my power to this person anymore. So I'm going to forgive her and I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to release it. And if that feeling or thought comes back into your head again, capture it. If you listen to our release technique, capture that and let that go and say, I'm not going to give that person my power. I am no longer going to be angry with that person because this is not about her. This is about me and my life and my joy and my happiness and my peace and my harmony. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it makes sense. So you have a release technique, and I guess you're going to, speak to people, you know, an audience sometimes. And I'm just wondering, how am I going to get this information about your release technique, or where your seminars are and things like that? Because I'm really interested in learning how to release my anger, or, you know, just forgive and move on. You know, it's not even worth my time. Just like you're saying, it's robbing me of my precious energy and time by just dwelling on that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maria, this is Pauline. Actually, the release technique that Darla is talking about is actually on this call, and you'll be able to download this call as a podcast, as an MP3, and you could actually listen to it over and over again to help you through that process. But Darla, that is a good question that Maria brought up, but let me first thank Maria for calling in. I really appreciate, again, the courage it takes to stand up and call in and ask your questions. So thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to go ahead and let Darla, if you wouldn't mind giving the information where people could reach you and learn more about the books that you're contributing to, as well as upcoming speaking events or seminars that you might be involved in as you start progressing in getting your message out.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, I'll give you, is it okay if I give my phone number and my email address?
Of course, whatever it is you choose.
Perfect. Okay, my phone number is 727-692-3721, and my email address is lookmarketing13@yahoo.com, and I'll spell that. It's L-O-O-K, marketing, 13@yahoo.com. lookmarketing13@yahoo.com.
And so right now you're looking at expanding yourself to bring your message to the forefront so people can learn from you and your story and the techniques that you've applied to your life and have worked. As we can all hear, you are such a courageous woman, and not only going through what you've gone through, but realizing the choices that you've made and then consciously choosing different, and then coming here to be able to courageously in a loving way to speak about it so you can help other people. And so I want to thank you. We are about to run out of time here. This has been, again, one of the amazing interviews that I've done. You have definitely given us the gamut of emotion from tragedy to triumph. And so, again, thank you so much for all that you do and for who you are in being able to be such an example of self-love so others can love themselves and truly live a life of freedom and peace and joy. Are there any closing words that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Thank you so much, Pauline. I just want to say one quick thing. Just learn to be transparent. You know, we know that life can be really hard, but, you know, it'll get better if we get better. And, you know, I once heard something recently, Zig Ziglar said, and he says, if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you can't see where to go. So have the right outlook and have realistic expectations and have constant hope for something better in your life, and that will serve you and the people that you love and all the people that are around you. So just be transparent and live excitingly and live with eager anticipation of good things that still lie ahead in your life in spite of your circumstances. And Pauline, I want to thank you so much. You're amazing. You inspire me. I love you so much. And I just thank you for this time that we've had together.
Thank you so much, Starla. I love you too. And so until next time, I'm excited. I'm sure I'll probably have you again later on just to get an update about where you've been and where you're going so people can stay in touch with you and be more inspired in their lives. So thank you, and thank you to all of you who are listening. I really appreciate you tuning in. And again, please feel free to download this podcast. A lot of information has been given, and it would be to your benefit to listen in many, many times to The Release Technique by Starla Phillips. Thank you so much, and stay tuned again next Monday on Commitment to Courage at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. Until then, have a blessed week.
Thank you for listening to Commitment to Courage. To learn more about Pauline Victoria, visit www.paulinevictoria.com and sign up to receive free updates. Be sure to tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 4 p.m. Eastern. And remember, as you continue to live your life and as you listen in each Monday, know that you always have the courage within you to live a life of victory.